Well, John the Baptist's words don't sound like good news, do they? But they are. Every time I hear this passage, I experience that phenomenon where good and bad things are said, but the only things that register are the negative or the scary. And I go, wait, but then it says he proclaimed the good news. Does that happen to you too? Only hear the negative? Yeah, I kind of lose sight of the fact that this is good news. So let's reclaim the joy of this good news. John paints this picture from Isaiah of valleys being filled and mountains made low, of God creating a level playing field for all people, where inequity and injustice are no more, a home for all, where everyone is cared for and has what they need to thrive. Can you picture something like that in your mind? Might be a little hard. If I think back to my childhood, I can imagine it, and maybe you can too. So picture, if you will, I feel like Rod Serling for just a minute there. Picture a fort built in a kitchen. I spent lots of Sunday afternoons at my friend Michelle's house. I would go home with her family after church, and we would take the kitchen table and chairs and drape them with blankets to make a fort. And then we would gather provisions. Yep, there we go. Oh, put it back. Yay. We would have glasses of Pepsi that seemed huge, probably because our hands were small, and the glasses that her family had were like those amber ones right there in the middle, and we would grab a box of Ritz crackers and a can of Easy Cheese, and we would huddle up in the fort with her dog named Lovey, that's L-U-V-I, and we were set. Just joy. Just pure joy. There was plenty of room in the fort, and we had everything we needed. If a corner of the blanket fell or got knocked down by the dog, we'd work together to fix it. No worries. When I think of a home for all, where all are welcome and everyone has what they need, the feeling of those Sunday afternoons in a cozy fort is what comes to mind. Now, is that what the world feels like most days? No. That's the now and the not yet that we live in, right? God is close, and we are close to home, but the world isn't the home for all that God wants it to be just yet. In Jesus, God comes and pitches a tent with humanity, the Gospel of John says. But the world isn't yet blanketed by the cozy welcome and provision of a Sunday afternoon fort. God is at work, raising valleys and making mountains low. God is working through people like you and me and the people in our gospel to remove inequity and injustice, to create a home for all people. In our gospel, John the Baptist speaks to those who have been hurt by the inequities and injustices of the occupying Roman Empire. He lets them know that God is working and that they have a role to play in righting those wrongs. He tells them not to rest on their laurels because they're children of Abraham. His heritage is great, but he tells them to get busy and produce their own fruit too, to keep working with God, to raise those valleys and make mountains low. And that's a good reminder for us too. I mean, here at Our Savior's, we have a great heritage. We'll be celebrating our 150th anniversary in 2022. So instead of resting on our laurels, we get to continue doing God's work, reaching out with a voice of hope. Now in our gospel, people in the crowd ask John the Baptist what they should do. They want to do this. What should we do? And this leveling that John speaks of, that we hear sung about in Handel's Messiah, at this time of year, raising valleys, making mountains low, it just seems too big a task. It's overwhelming. Where do we start? Well, if we look at how John answered the specific people in the crowd that day, it's not so overwhelming. If you have two coats, share one. If you have food, share it. Simple, concrete, manageable, right? But what if you work for the Roman Empire? What if you're employed by a system that's oppressing people? John told the first century tax collector who worked for the occupying Roman government, collect no more than the amount prescribed for you. He told the first century soldier who was part of the occupying forces, do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages. Is that what you expected to hear? I mean, honestly, I kind of figured John would go off the rails a little bit and push them to do more. But instead, he recognizes the challenge of their situation, trying to put food on the table while living under Roman rule. So he tells them to do their job honestly, to treat people with equity and respect, and not to take advantage of people. In that time and place, that's how they were called to help create God's home for all. We live in a different time and place. So how are we called to help create God's home for all? Well, first and foremost, we're called to welcome our neighbors. God is a God of open doors and candles in the window. That's what we're called to be too. We're called to extend God's welcome to all people so they feel at home here. I know that that image of home can be fraught for some people. You know, for some, home has not been safe or loving or warm. So how do we create that safe, loving, warm welcome of God's home for people? We reach out with hope. We let them know that they are welcome here just as they are. And what about literal homelessness? I mean, that's a thing in our world. How do we help to create a home for those who are literally experiencing homelessness? Well, we work with other congregations in our area to support Family Promise in Anoka County. It was formed in 2009 when a group of concerned residents and community leaders saw this need and wanted to respond to this growing problem of family homelessness. Fall of 2010, Family Promise opened up local doors to guests, and since then, Family Promise has helped over 200 families in our community as they worked to achieve housing stability. Now, of course, hands-on connections with Family Promise have looked a little different since the pandemic hit, but help is definitely needed. Jan Burkwall is our local expert on Family Promise and how you can personally help. So if walking with families as they are getting back on their feet, if that is a passion of yours, please talk to Jan Burkwall. We can get you connected. Another way to help create that feeling of home for people locally is through the Alexandra House. They provide emergency shelter to women and children fleeing domestic violence. Home wasn't safe for them, so they fled to a home of safety. How can you help? Well, we have a giving tree out in the rotunda. Many of you took home tags from that tree and brought back gifts so that children at the Alexandra House will have a small moment of comfort and joy this Christmas. Gifts will be taken there in just a couple of days, so if you still want to help, you can take a tag off the tree and make a financial donation today, and then we'll make sure that that gift gets purchased and gets delivered to the Alexandra House in just a few days. So thank you, huge thank you to Sue Palmer for spearheading that project this year. giving us the opportunity to do something simple and concrete to spread the love of God's home to those families. As we live in this now and not yet reality, you might be wondering how long it will take for God to create this home for all. Right? God's been at it for centuries, enlisting God's people around the world to help. When will this home for all finally be finished? Well, I suspect that God's home for all is like our own homes. That like makes you pause for just a second, doesn't it? Because there's always a project to be done, isn't there? Maybe you got the deck patched last summer. Next year, you're going to have to replace a rotted out window or a broken water heater. There's always something. In some ways, our home is never finished. God's home for all is under construction as well. God is here. So part of it is done. But we're all still working on it too. God's home for all is now and not yet. If we think of it like that Sunday afternoon fort, corners of the blanket get torn down from time to time. When that happens, we work together to repair it. We look at the world and we repair, rebuild, and reconstruct in whatever simple, concrete ways we are called to do in this time and in this place. We keep working with God to create a home where there's plenty of room, everyone is cared for, and everyone has what they need to thrive. What a joy to be part of God's construction crew, extending God's welcome over and over as together we help to create God's home for all. Amen.